It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We'll talk some football. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, will join us. Peter King will join us a little bit later on. And Ray Allen. The Cold War is over. The 10-year feud with, well, I don't know if Ray had a feud with Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, but they certainly had one with him. I don't know what it was about, unless it was, hey, you left us to go to Miami. But Ray Allen will join us coming up a little bit later on. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. I love it. You guys have signed up for the DP Show Celebrity Bracket Challenge. A perfect playoff bracket wins $1 million. The winner will get a Traeger grill. You're going to get a $500 Link Soul gift card with some great clothes there to buy. Callaway is going to give us a driver, and Panini is going to give us a football mega box with their great trading cards. So we got a lot of great things there. Sign up, danpatrick.com. You'll get the newsletter, and you'll get all the information and the rules. Also, Merch Madness at DP Show. We got a lot of great t-shirts there. Go to danpatrick.com. Lot to choose from. This program brought to you by M-Drive. You can start your morning just like I do. M-Drive Start, convenient protein powder for driven guys. Gives you the energy, the nutrition you need to keep up with your day. Find it at mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit M-Drive. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. Chat Row, also Peacock. Download the app. You can watch this program for free. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Selection Sunday is one of the most exciting days in college basketball, but it was hijacked by Tom Brady's return from retirement this year. But luckily for college basketball, March Madness is more than just one Sunday. The tournament back in the spotlight tonight. You got the play-in games. The games will feature the number 12 and number 16 seeds. And there's no blue bloods. It's not Kentucky, Duke, or Kansas. But keep in mind, the 12th seed has made a lot of noise since the tournament expanded to 64 teams. Number 12 seed has won at least one game in 21 of the last 25 tournaments. And go last year, Oregon State made it all the way to the Elite Eight. So there's a lot of history for a double-digit seed. So if you find yourself being able to find True TV and you need something to do, there's the play-in games, because you never know. Never know. Could have the start of another Cinderella run there. Seton O'Connor, what's our poll question today?
I'm actually going to throw it over to my right for a couple of poll options today. To the very funny Todd Fritz.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I gave you the honor, the responsibility for a poll question a couple of weeks ago, and you couldn't handle it.
I dropped the ball. I just had too much going on back here, and I just stressed out, and I just couldn't deliver.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But for now, Fernando Tatis Jr. fractured his wrist on a motorcycle, or on a motorcycle.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
That's a brewing story. Tatis from the Padres, young star, making a lot of money during the lockout. There's reports that he got in a motorcycle wreck, dust up, spill, different words. He was asked about it, and he was very vague about it. Then he was asked about how he hurt his wrist, which he says was not in the motorcycle accident. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I hurt it during training, but he couldn't give a specific time or incident.
I think he's had a couple of motorcycle spills. I think he might have been asked, how did you hurt your wrist in a motorcycle accident? And he might have said, which one? That's not a good sign here. Yes, Paul.
There's also some reports, though. Which one?
Yeah.
There's also some reports, though, that even if he had been injured, he would not have been able to go to team doctors or report it due to the lockout, which is another thing that hurt any rehab or reporting that would have happened.
Okay. What else do you have, Todd?
Which free agency is more compelling, NFL or MLB? And your choices are NFL, or the National Football League.
All right. Got a little theme here. All right. Got it. Little snark in the back row. All right. I like it.
And then one somewhat legitimate one is, will you watch the first four tonight? Heck yeah or hell no.
Okay.
Got to throw in one that's not all the same.
I don't know
choice.
If we need to swear.
That's there, maybe not.
I mean, they're, you know, their parents
yes or no,
taking
know.
Their kids to school right now.
Because when I put yes, no, I feel like I can do better than that. It's kind of boring.
But
yes
you go blue.
No.
Sometimes you go blue when you're desperate.
You're right. There's no need to say hell. Heck yeah or heck no. That's better. You're right.
You're not a fan of Wyoming?
I am a fan. I'm going to watch the games. I'm excited about them. When I fill out my brackets, I circle the ones that don't count anyway. I try to guess. I want to have a perfect bracket, including the first four.
Yeah, we're not counting the first four in the bracket challenge.
It's still fun to try to guess who's going to win tonight and tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, it is. All right. Do you have any other poll questions?
That's all I got for you.
No. I mean, any we can use, Seton?
Yeah, maybe. I have one. This one's kind of, well, I don't know what it is. But in honor of the passing of WWE star Scott Hall, we're going to name this the Memorial Scott Hall Memorial Poll Question. Okay. The best Hall right now, Hall & Oates, Anthony Michael Hall, Kids in the Hall, Arsenio Hall. Any other Halls you want? Seton Hall.
Oh, man. I think I might have to give the poll question back to Paulie.
I love that.
Like, you've been hanging out with Fritzy too long. That is definitely a Fritzy-like.
I have one more for you then, if you don't like that one. Next season, D'Angelo Hall. There you go. Next season, Deshaun Watson plays four, and I have several options here for you. I have the Browns, the Eagles.
That's a little spicier there. We'll talk to Florio. I guess Deshaun Watson's meeting with the Browns today. But I thought he was preparing for his deposition with these civil lawsuits. So I don't know how that's working out. I guess he can do both. I would think the deposition on the civil lawsuits would be more important than getting to Cleveland. But how do you think this is going over with Baker Mayfield Jr. III? It's like, is he going to be at the facility? Are they meeting there? Going to meet at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The numbers on Aaron Rodgers' new contract are in, let's see, $42 million this season, $59.515 in 2023. First 2 years are guaranteed, so that's $100 million. And then the third year, $49.3 million. And if I do quick math here, that's $150 million over the next 3 years. First two are fully guaranteed at signing. I guess there could be a fourth year, but that it looks like they would redo the contract if that's the case. So those are the numbers for Aaron Rodgers. He did come out and say that the first numbers reported last week were 4 years, $200 million. The deal includes $153 million in guaranteed. So it's close, what Ian Rappaport reported. 153, well, it's only 100 million guaranteed. 150 over the next 3 years. First two are fully guaranteed. But in case you were wondering, those are the numbers with Aaron Rodgers. More importantly, what's Devontae Adams getting? Because if I'm Aaron Rodgers, all right, I got paid. I certainly want to make sure that that guy is going to be out there every game for me. Is there money left over for Devontae Adams? Because to me, that's the big key. We talked a lot yesterday about Tom Brady coming back. And I'm all for this. I don't like to see, you know, when a legend walks away, if you can play one more year, you want to play more one more year. You know, what happens is we'll go, oh, my God, I don't want to see him out there. Like, it, don't ruin it for us. That's how selfish we are as sports fans. Oh, I don't want to see Peyton Manning go out like this. I don't want to see Tom Brady. Okay, Tom Brady played at an extremely high level last year. And you can make a case he was the most valuable player. But I started to look just at the schedule here. And I think you got to factor that in. Aaron Rodgers has a chance to be the knight in shining armor. Hey, I'm coming back. We're going to go to the Super Bowl this year because look at the schedule. You know, we play in this division, the NFC North. We're going to play the AFC East and we're going to play the NFC East. We got a chance to fatten up our win total and we could be hosting the NFC title game. Okay. And then I'm thinking with Brady. All right, we look at the NFC South. Carolina needs a quarterback. New Orleans needs a quarterback. Atlanta has one, but they don't have much of anything right now. And you might go, okay, you can pick on the wounded in that division. But then you start to look at what he has. You got a game against the Rams. You got a game against the Packers. You got a game against Kansas City. A game against Cincinnati. So you got some tough games there. You got a game at the Steelers. You're going to play Buffalo at Buffalo. So, you know, this isn't a foregone conclusion that you just pencil him in for 12 or 13 wins this year. And you lost a couple of your starting linemen. So it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge for Tom Brady than it is for Aaron Rodgers. And while we're on the topic with the schedule and the Steelers, they signed Mitchell Trubisky to a two-year deal. I love that I told Paulie about it first, you know, because normally Paulie is on top of these things. He'll be like, this is happening. And I sent it to Paulie, and all of a sudden, we all responded. I think it's a good deal for Pittsburgh because I think Mike Tomlin can coach Mitchell Trubisky up because he didn't have that in Chicago. Plus, imagine this. You play for a coach who didn't want you there in Chicago, in Matt Nagy. Now you got a coach who does want you. And do I think he'll be an improvement over Ben from last year? Yes. Well, he better be. And you get him at a cheap price. He is athletic. And I can't help but look at his one-loss record for a bad team. They made the playoffs twice. And he made the Pro Bowl. I think that he has a chance to be a good quarterback. Yes, Eaton.
Sounds like somebody might be joining Team Mitchell.
No, I'm not all in like Paulie is.
Great to have you on the team, Dan.
No.
We'd love to have a big sportscaster like you on the team.
I'm unbiased with this.
I'm not saying you're the president of the fan club because that's Paulie, but you might be wearing the jersey.
My job is just to assess. My job is to be not have a hot take, just be realistic, be logical, and unbiased.
The Mitchburg Steelers.
Oh, can't wait. Okay. All right. We got a T-shirt going here.
I think that's a Hartford Whalers.
I don't need to. Yeah, that's a Hartford Whalers. Yeah.
I don't know what the song is for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do the Steelers have a song?
I love the Terrible Towel back in the day, but what is their song?
What was the Black and Yellow?
I loved Myron Cope. He was awesome. I don't know what the song is for the Steelers.
Do football pro teams have fight songs?
Pittsburgh.
You could say it better than me.
I don't think... Ladies and gentlemen, your starting quarterback for the Mitchburg Steelers, Mitchell Trubisky Jr. III. Yeah, I think we're ready to go. Let's go! if people could only be in here the entire day and the number of times that Seton will go, let's go!
And it could be about sandwiches.
It could be. Yeah, I could say, hey, meatball subs. Let's go!
Oh, dude, now you're talking. Let's get them going.
Hey, it's snowing outside. Let's go! Here we go, Steelers. Here we go. I think, is that their fight song?
That's one of their old school ones.
But that's not a fight song. I don't know. Do NFL teams have fight songs?
Wouldn't the Steelers have some type of polka hit, like some type of 70s polka hit?
Roll out the barrels?
Yeah.
Like the Red Sox have Sweet Caroline, but that's just for the seventh inning stretch. That's not a fight song. That's just a song. I don't know. Gosh, it's been a while since I've been in an arena or a football stadium.
When you type, when you Google Steelers theme song, Here We Go comes up, right. Renegade comes up, Black and Yellow comes up, and then the next option, Steelers Polka.
Okay.
That's amazing.
All right. Florio, I think, is a Steeler guy. So he would know. He might even know the theme song. So Florio will join us coming up. We'll talk about Mitchell Trubisky in Pittsburgh. But I think the big story is still it's Deshaun Watson. And could we see him in Cleveland? You know, I give credit to Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. For a year now, Albert Breer has talked about Deshaun Watson ending up in Cleveland. Now, this is what I was told this morning. And this is the same source who told me the Browns were going to take Baker Mayfield in the draft. Before anybody else had this, same source, that Houston doesn't want Baker Mayfield. If they trade Deshaun Watson to Cleveland, they like Davis Mills. And I don't know what happens with Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
But that was what I was told this morning. Yeah, Paulie.
What happens with all those progressive ads they probably shot already for next year? With his house and the garbage and the lights?
Does Deshaun Watson take those? Now, if I'm Deshaun Watson, I go in and I play football. I would lay low. I wouldn't do anything. Everybody makes it seem like, hey, no criminal charges. Hey, everybody, let's go after Deshaun Watson. Well, you still have the civil lawsuits. And who knows what's going to come out? And you don't even know if he could go on the commissioner's exempt list. Or is he going to be punished here? So there's a lot that's still attached to Deshaun Watson. You know, even if he's not charged criminally, the civil lawsuits here. And is that the quarterback you want for your football team? Now, I have to say this, though. I don't know if it's true or not. It's just my opinion. You know, your football fan base probably would put up with Deshaun Watson off the field. They don't put up with bad quarterback play. You know? It's like people protested when Michael Vick came back. Then Michael Vick played well, and then all of a sudden people kind of slowed their roll on that. That's just the truth of what I've seen. And do I think if Deshaun Watson goes to Cleveland, wherever he goes, if he plays well, somehow the civil lawsuits sort of drift away there as far as that stain that may be attached to him. All right, we'll get phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question. We got a stat of the day, play of the day. Anything else? Oh, by the way, Carl Anthony Towns scored 60 points last night. I'm gonna talk about Carl Anthony Towns here. The Lakers have lost 8 of 10. I'm surprised now when they win. If I don't stay up to watch the whole game and I wake up in the morning, I'm surprised when they win now. They've dropped 8 of 10. Free agency has officially begun. The Jags are spending. Chargers have done quite well, in my opinion. Got a great defensive back. Maybe they got Khalil Mack, with the comeback from his surgery, that he'll be able to reclaim the greatness. So we'll talk to Florio about free agency. That'll be coming up. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Everybody in golf says, we're number one at something. But Odyssey can say, we're number one. We have the number one putter on tour. And nobody can argue that. Odyssey, the number one putter on every major tour in 2021. Number one worldwide wins. There's no argument there. And there's been, of the last 37 majors across PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tour, not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won majors in 2021 with an Odyssey putter. Xander Schauffele used the Odyssey putter, winning the gold medal. Pick it up. They have a new, it's called Tri Hot 5K, T-R-I Hot 5K. So it's a classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet, which doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't even make sense, but somehow they've done this. You know, the world relies on Odyssey putters when it matters the most. See what the big deal's all about with Odyssey. Try it out. Number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got our poll question. It has to do with Deshaun Watson, who's got a busy day. Reportedly going to be in Cleveland, or at least talking to Cleveland. Maybe they're going to Zoom it, but... We'll talk to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and his new book, Playmakers, is out, How the NFL Really Works and Doesn't. It's in bookstores today, can be purchased online, and it's A close look at the past two decades of the NFL, one story at a time, more than 100 stories in there, guaranteed to upset the NFL. And Mike Florio joins us on the program. Good luck with the book there, Mike.
Dan, I hope that you enjoy my final appearance on the program. It's been a fun ride. The drone is hovering outside my house as I speak. It's locked and loaded.
Have you heard from anybody in the NFL home office about your book?
Yes, I have. And it was when we first started trying to get people to buy the book, I was told by someone with a very high level position in the NFL that there is a plan to purchase a supply of them for dissemination and study in the hopes of, I don't know, improving things or at least understanding what this idiot in West Virginia is saying about them. But apparently there will be a box that is sent to 345 Park Avenue at some point, unless the person was lying to me, which is entirely possible.
All right. What did Pittsburgh do yesterday?
They got a placeholder potentially at quarterback. And the irony in all of this is that 5 years ago, the Bears signed Mike Glennon in free agency, and we all thought Mike Glennon is going to be their quarterback in 2017. God save the Bears. And then that was just the cover so that they could draft Mitchell Trubisky. Now playing the role of Mike Glennon in Pittsburgh in 2022 potentially is Mitchell Trubisky, because 2 years, $14 million for Trubisky, that screams out to me that they've got something else in mind. Surely Trubisky isn't the answer. And maybe they'll go forward with him. If so, it's a great dollar-for-dollar deal. Sims and I were talking about this earlier. Would you rather pay Trubisky $7 million a year or Kirk Cousins $35 million a year? Is Kirk Cousins five times better than Mitchell Trubisky? No, he's not. So it's a great bargain for the Steelers. But it gives them the ability, if they choose in round one with the 20th overall pick, to take a quarterback if there's a guy there they really like, or even trade up. We've seen them trade up for guys like Troy Polamalu and Santonio Holmes and Devin Bush. If there's a guy they really like, they're not going to tell us. They run a tight ship. They keep their cards close to the vest. We didn't know they were on Trubisky. That's just an example of how they do things. So they may not be done. But the good news is, if you're a Steeler fan, you don't have to worry about Mason Rudolph playing quarterback for the team this year.
I like the move because it doesn't cost you anything. And maybe if you look at what he's done historically, made the Pro Bowl, made the playoffs a couple of times, his one loss record, I think he's, what, 8 or 9 games over 500. He can be respectable there, and he can get coached up, unlike Matt Nagy, who didn't like him. You know, he's got a coach that will actually coach him up and maybe make him better there in Pittsburgh.
Well, the challenge is always this, Dan. When you have a new coach with a player who doesn't fit your system, do you say, too bad, figure out how to fit my system, or do you adjust your system to fit the player? Nagy never adjusted the system. He tried to force Trubisky to fit it. And look, they went to the playoffs twice with a great defense and a solid supporting cast, kind of like what he's going to have in Pittsburgh. So if they do have to go forward with Trubisky, they're not going to come out and tell us what they think of this incoming crop of rookie quarterbacks. If they decide Trubisky's the guy, they can be as good as they were last year, because Trubisky right now is better than Ben Roethlisberger was last year, because Roethlisberger was a shell of the guy he used to be. He couldn't move. He had to get rid of the ball very quickly. Trubisky has athleticism, and if you adapt your system to suit his strengths and cover up his weaknesses, he can win games for you.
Yeah, I agree. We normally don't focus on the Jaguars as a positive, but it seemed like they had a pretty good day yesterday. How would you sum up what the Jags did?
Well, one way to try to get yourself out of a cycle of dysfunction is to spend your way out of it, and that's what the Jaguars are trying to do. They are using money to buy players to get people to say, hey, that team really isn't a complete and total mess right now. But when you look at the individual players they got, it's pretty good. Now, they may have had to overspend. See, you want to get to the point where you win the ties, where all things equal, players want to come play for you, and someone else has to outbid you to get that guy. I think the Jaguars right now are in that mode where they have to offer more than others. But when you look at what they've done offensively, they get Brandon Scherff. They add a couple of receivers in Christian Kirk and Zay Jones. They have Evan Ingram, who I think has more potential than what he's shown with the Giants. It's a one-year deal. It's $9 million. He gets to go back to the market next year and maybe cash in if he has a big year. There's just a quiet confidence that's emanating from these moves, and these guys are choosing to sign on for a team that was a mess last year. I think they recognize there's potential with a Super Bowl-winning coach in Doug Peterson, a number one overall pick in Trevor Lawrence. Urban Meyer is gone. I think that the Jaguars, not that they're going to be a playoff contender right away, but who knows? We wouldn't have said last year the Bengals are going to be a playoff contender if we were talking about it in March.
The Jags loading up on defense here. What do you think of the moves? Or Chargers, well, I should say.
Well, the Chargers, it's incredible. Look, they're competing not just with the other teams in the AFC West. They're competing with the other team in their own stadium. The Rams are the defending champions. The banner, and I don't know, is the Rams banner going to be up when the Chargers are playing their home games? Either the banner or the brackets that the banner hangs on will be there as a reminder to the Chargers that the Rams are the current kings of the NFL. So they get their answer to Aaron Donald, although Khalil Mack isn't what Aaron Donald currently is. Once upon a time, they were neck and neck best defensive player in the NFL. They get their Jalen Ramsey and J.C. Jackson. They're doing what they have to do. They get some interior defensive line help. They get Sebastian Joseph Day to change locker rooms in the same stadium. So they are taking full advantage, Dan, of the fact that this is the last year that they have Justin Herbert on the slotted rookie contract, which allows them to overspend cap dollars in other areas, because next year they're going to have to do that contract with Justin Herbert. This year they can go all out to try to become a competitor, a contender, a playoff team, maybe a Super Bowl team right away.
The numbers on Aaron Rodgers are out, so you got 2 years guaranteed. You're talking 3 years, $150 million. What do you do with Davante Adams?
Well, he says he's not going to play under the franchise tag, but what's he going to do? Is he going to sit out all year? Is he going to say no to $20 million and not sit out? It's $20 million for 1 year of football. I think that you have to try to figure out a way to get him to take a deal that he finds acceptable. And so far, they haven't been able to bridge that gap. But if you have to just wait him out, if you just have to hope he shows up, I don't know why he wouldn't show up at $20 million. That is a lot to leave behind. And a year from now, they could just tag him again. So I think that it's going to be a challenge to sign him to a long-term deal. And one of the problems with the Packers is they don't like to guarantee money beyond the first year of a contract. Well, if you're going to get a guy with the franchise tag whose first year salary is already guaranteed at $20 million, if you're going to get him to sign a long-term deal, you better throw that structure out the window. The Steelers did it last year with T.J. Watt. The Bengals haven't done it yet, and they need to. The Packers are going to need to do it with Davante Adams.
Jordan Love experiment over. Would you trade him?
I would probably be inclined to keep him around because his salary is so low. He's a lot cheaper than any backup you're going to find. He knows the system. If Aaron Rodgers gets injured, he can step right in. And you never know what Rodgers is going to do after this year. I haven't seen the full details. I want to see all of the nuances of this contract to understand how easy or difficult it will be for Aaron Rodgers to retire after 1 year. I'm curious, is he making a 2-year commitment to the Packers, or is it year to year? If it's year to year, I need Jordan Love there in the event that Aaron Rodgers decides to retire after the 2022 season. So I think I'll hold on to him for now. And they've got, you know, they've got some investment in the idea that this guy's going to turn into a player. They traded up in round one to get him. I feel bad for him. He's the only one in this drama in Green Bay I feel bad for, because he's the only one that got involuntarily sucked into it by getting drafted by the Packers, because surely he wouldn't have signed up to be the guy who pisses off Aaron Rodgers and sparks multiple MVP campaigns from one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game.
He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and his new book, Playmakers, is officially out. Tom Brady's dad said that the media sort of forced Tom into retirement here. Wow. Do you take credit for that?
Does Tom Brady call his wife the media around the house? I mean, I feel like it was Giselle that was pushing and pushing him to finally walk away. There were shots of her in the suite during that playoff loss to the Rams when they were down 27-3. And she just seemed like somebody who wasn't all that upset that they were down and kind of happy that this thing's finally going to be over. And she'd been trying for 5 years to get him to walk away. I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, he started talking about coming back 6 days after he announced his retirement. No one pushed him into this. Maybe he needed to say, okay, I retire, and now I'm going to take some time to think about my decision, and then he decides to unretire. But it's nobody's fault but his own. If he wanted to, I mean, it all came out of the blue, Dan. He had said all year long he's playing through 2022. This idea that he may retire was stunning to me. It went against everything he had ever said. He's going to play until he's 45. That's through next year. So I don't think anyone was pressuring him, or it was not a story. It wasn't an issue. It all came from him. So I don't buy that at all. And, you know, get ready, because Tom Brady's now Brett Favre, and it's going to be every year, every year, every year until he finally calls it quits.
Okay, let's recap the bet. You had a bet with Paulie. Now, I'm going to give you credit. You said Brady was coming back, but you said that you would bet a pie to the face that Brady would be the week one starter in San Francisco.
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Did you lose the bet?
Well, I've tried to negotiate something with Paulie. I thought he was talking to his lawyers about this. I've been waiting to get the facts from the law offices of whoever he has hired to come to a conclusion here, because I think he was adamant on the fact that Brady's not coming back.
Paulie, did you win the bet?
I've talked to my people, Dan, and we believe, our camp believes, that we won the bet outright using semantics over smarts.
Okay. Yes, Seton.
Yeah.
If I could be an impartial observer here, wouldn't we have to wait until week one to find out who won the bet?
Okay.
Yes. Thank you,
just
Seton.
Just in you know, effort of fairness here, I think we have to wait week one to see who's starting.
So are you team Florio?
Wow.
No, I'm team justice.
Team fairness.
I'm team fairness.
Team fairness.
Yes.
This is what it sounded like a couple of weeks ago.
I think he's coming back. I just think he's trying to find a way out of Tampa.
Are you willing to bet on that?
How much?
Like a pie to the face.
Oh, a pie to the face. I mean, pie to the face is nothing. It depends. I mean, unless it's like, you know, an acid pie.
No.
It'll be a normal pie.
A pie of your choice. Anybody want to take Florio up on a pie to the face? Paulie will say that Brady does not not come back.
Just the Niners we're talking, right?
Just the Niners.
I'll do it.
Okay. So pie to the face, Florio.
Wait, week one Niners. If he's on the Niners, who takes a pie to the face?
Paulie does.
Paulie
does.
And if he's not on the Niners, then I take the pie to the face.
Yes.
Okay.
You come on the show, and maybe your wife can administer, or Chris Sims could administer a pie to the face.
That's it. Paulie, that's a walk-off like Larry Bird in the three-point shooting contest. He's Joe Namath, Super Bowl III.
Seton's right. Week one is the trigger here.
Paulie did say just the Niners. Paulie did squeeze in just the Niners.
I know. He
did. Okay, how about this? The Monday after week one, you'll pay up if Tom Brady is still...
I'll pay up. Okay. If he's not on the Niners week one,
yes,
I will pay up then.
Okay, yes, Paulie.
Dan, as the winner of the bet, I'd like to suggest an option for Mike Florio.
Ooh, ooh.
Mike, as we've been doing this for a long time with Pies to the Face, I'll prepare this for you as an offer on the table now, or you could take Dan's offer. Mm. You could have someone, anyone you choose, hit you with the pie of your choice in the month of March.
Oh, an off-season pie.
Off-season pie, which is easy. That's easy living.
Okay.
Or a lemon meringue pie in September. The heat of West Virginia. Lemon meringue.
Yes, Seton.
If I can just say, the lemon meringue pie, as a pie veteran, that's the one that I had it on my face for about 5 minutes while the segment ended and had a sunburn for the next 2 weeks. It burned the crap out of my skin.
That's an expert witness there.
The lemon. So I just wanted to throw that in there, Mike.
Mike, you want an off-season pie, or would you rather roll the dice and we would do that Monday after the first weekend of NFL action?
So the pie would be completely of my own recipe, my own choosing. It can be the...
I would have to approve it. I would have to approve it.
Well, because the typical pie to the face is just a bunch of whipped cream in a pie pan.
We like to throw in strawberries or raspberries or blueberries, a crust in there. It has to be a pie that you can eat.
I'll let it ride, and I'll take the sunburn from the
lemon meringue pie. By the way, Deshaun Watson, is he going to Cleveland today to talk to them?
No, they're going to Houston to meet him. But, Dan, he's got a busy – you mentioned – he's going to be questioned today for the first time ever about these 22 civil lawsuits by Tony Busby, who's going to be very aggressive. And as a lawyer, former lawyer, recovering lawyer, escaped lawyer, I'm not comfortable with the idea that last night – Deshaun Watson's meeting with the Saints and Panthers. I want him relaxing. I want him getting a good night's sleep. He's in for a tough day today of being interrogated for hours about what he did and didn't do with these people who have sued him for sexual misconduct. But I don't want him distracted by his next football team.
But does he have to answer the questions? Can he plead the fifth in a civil lawsuit or deposition?
He was cleared on Friday, no criminal charges, and his lawyer has said once we get past the grand jury, if he's not charged, he will answer the question. So he's going to answer the question. It's going to be a long day. And
is there video of this, Mike, that are they going to
be video? There'll be video. There'll be a transcript. Now, it may not be publicly available, but if I'm interested in Deshaun Watson, I'm talking to his lawyers now saying, look, I want to see this transcript. I want to watch this video before I make a final decision. And I know of at least one potentially interested team that won't do anything until it knows how today goes. So I'm not real comfortable with him being distracted by this, but the Browns are in. I don't know how Baker Mayfield is going to feel about it, but the Browns are definitely in.
And we don't even know what the commissioner is going to do. They might look at this as time served by him not playing last year, but I don't know if the commissioner is going to factor that in his potential punishment.
Here's what I think the NFL has learned over the years, as chronicled by several of the essays in Playmakers. The NFL has learned to never do anything until it has to, right?
Yeah.
You can't make a mistake if you don't do anything. So there's a chance that they won't do anything until the civil cases are resolved. If he settles them, maybe he gets suspended. If he loses at trial on one or more of these claims, maybe he gets suspended. But Dan, if he fights them all the way through to a verdict and he wins all 22 of these, if 22 boxes are checked in his favor on the verdict form, how do you suspend him then? How do you justify it? He was never charged. He was never arrested. He was never even found responsible under the very low standard of preponderance of the evidence, 51-49, actually 50.1, 49.9. It's a little bit. No, he's not responsible. So why would you suspend him? So the league has learned to wait. It won't surprise me if the league does nothing at all until after the civil cases are gone.
But let's say he writes a check and it all goes away. Then the commissioner won't punish him?
Could. Now, there was some belief last year because the Dolphins were willing to trade for him. The Dolphins and the Panthers were willing to trade for him before the trade deadline. The Panthers were fine with none of the legal issues being resolved, criminal or civil, but we'll take him. But he wouldn't waive the no trade clause for Carolina last year. He would waive it for Miami. Miami owner Stephen Ross wanted all 22 cases settled. My understanding is that the Dolphins believed that he was going to get suspended roughly 6 games if he had settled those cases. Mm-hmm. So that's what Miami believed. Now, the NFL keeps the cards close to the vest. I don't know if they just made a guess, but I think if he settles, he's far more susceptible. I just don't know how you justify suspending him if he does fight this all the way and a jury decides he didn't do anything that rises to the level of violating someone else's rights.
Thank you, buddy. Good luck with the book. He's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and the new book is called Playmakers. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you.
Play of the day up next and your phone calls. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the exclusive trading card partner of the NBA. Panini America utilizes iconic brands, delivering instant classic trading cards of the most popular players like the Greek Freak, Steph Curry, Jason Tatum, so many more. Karl Anthony Towns, who went for 60 last night. With autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, there's something for everyone in Panini America packs. And it's more than just the NBA. Panini is the exclusive home for the NFL, NASCAR, and collegiate trading cards. Collect all your favorite NBA players, top-selling rookie trading cards like Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, and Panini products. Get your autographed memorabilia from Panini's exclusive athletes. They have Ja Morant, Luka, Trae Young, Kevin Durant, and Anthony Edwards. Only from Panini Authentic. PaniniAmerica.net. Sign up to get all the latest galleries straight to your inbox. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take,
you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Pump fakes out of rhythm here. Now he will fire on the three and hits it. 60 for Karl Anthony Towns. 95 seconds left to go in the game. Cats got 60. A new career high, a new franchise record.
Karl Anthony Towns scored 60 points in a game. He broke the old mark of 56 he set in March of 2018. That's courtesy of the Timberwolves Radio Network. Karl Anthony Towns scored 60 points in a game. Play of the day brought to you by the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all. Panini trading cards, official trading cards of the DP show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now. Panini America. Sportsnet.net. Couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. Brock in Virginia leads us off. Hi, Brock. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Great.
Yeah, so this Deshaun Watson Cleveland thing doesn't seem to make any sense to me. You know, sometimes there seems to be this massive disconnect between ownership groups and their fan bases. You know, I'm not a Cleveland fan, but I do know that they are really, really passionate, blue-collar, hardworking people, and they seem to really, really like and have embraced Baker. You know, whether it's, you know, the tough playing through injury, playing through doubt, the likability of the guy, or just the fact that he has seemed to embrace playing in Cleveland, enjoys being there when a lot of other guys probably just don't want to go there. You know, I think the fans recognize, you know, where they're at, you know, with him over the last few years as opposed to where they were just a few short years ago before he got there. And I think they recognize that. And I just don't see those same people running out to go buy Deshaun Watson jerseys, given what he's going through. And as much as winning's a part of it, it's not always a guarantee by adding one guy, those jersey sales, that community outreach, that stuff's important too. And I, you know, that team is in such a good place over the last few years, and it's awesome as a fan of the sport to see. I don't know why the ownership group would want to do anything to derail what they have going.
Well, Brock, and you make some good points here, but you're talking about the Browns ownership. Just start there. That's the problem. Browns ownership. Yeah. Browns ownership. You know, they wanted Johnny Manziel, that owner did. But Baker Mayfield's a 500 quarterback. And they won 6 of 14 games last year that he started. And yeah, I know he was injured, but this is an upgrade if you can get Deshaun Watson. It's like everybody loved Alex Smith with Kansas City, right? Made the Pro Bowl. I think they went 12-4. And then all of a sudden they saw Patrick Mahomes and they're like, man, Alex, see you later. You may not love Deshaun Watson off the bat, but if he can upgrade you and you're starved to win a championship, then you'll welcome him with open arms. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. 5-6-176. All righty. I couldn't watch the show live yesterday, but I picked up the podcast real quick. I do have a Marvin inspired stat of the day, but before I get to that, my best of the weekend yesterday was Cal State Fullerton, my alma mater, making the big dance. My worst of the weekend is tied to that they drew the Duke Blue Devils, my favorite college basketball team for the last 32 years. So celebration and angst. But anyways, I do have a Marvin inspired stat of the day. If I could have some music.
All right, Marv.
Since Villanova won the NCAA championship as an 8 seed in 1986, there's only been three times a team seeded higher than 3 has won March Madness. The highest seed to win it all since 1986, Marvin, 7 seeded UConn Huskies in 2014.
Well done, Andrew. Well done. Jeff in Detroit is back. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? What up, though? One time for chat row. It always amazes me how people can hit that post. I never would try that one, man, for real. Dan, I should have listened to you, and I wouldn't have lost the bet. You kept saying Tom Brady is coming back. It sounds like he's coming back. I made a bet with a friend of mine that Tom Brady was retired. The man has more Super Bowls than anybody. He's the greatest player in the world. What does he have to play for? What's in his heart, though? That's what the thing is, and it burns hard with that guy. Unfortunately, now I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning on a day of my friend's choosing, go wash his truck, bring him breakfast, and gas it up. Guy owns the F-150, and this was before gas was $5-$6 a gallon, man. My goodness. Hey, Dan, I got a real quick question for you. Have you thought about it like this? The car industry is kind of like the quarterbacks right now. With the car industry not having chips, it drove up the prices of used cars. With the quarterback not having any good quarterbacks coming out, it seems like it's driving up the prices of all these other quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins is the man.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. That's next level. I'll ask Peter King about that next hour. More phone calls as well. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go. Back after this. Dan Patrick Show. One more item, close out hour one, M Drive. It's the new New Year's resolution. You can start with just a scoop in your smoothie in the morning. M-Drive Start, daily dose of protein and nutrition, helps me stay on top of my game. Packed with 7 clinically tested ingredients, 6 premium proteins, it boosts energy and strength, reduces stress, so you keep up with your busy day, no matter how old you are. Find it at mdrivedan.com. Get it delivered right to your door. They offer free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose. Try it in the morning. It's an easy change in your lifestyle. Time to focus on your health in the new year. Keep up with those busy days. So try M-Drive Start for the energy and the strength and the drive you need to get more done. Get more done every single day. MDriveDan.com, delivered right to your door. And once again, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveDan.com. Refine your prime with M-Drive.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.